Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
listen
fanboy,
up. This one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it Bonjour. In France? Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high standards.
Absolutely.
And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Welcome
We're
back.
Coming at you from Ibiza.
Oh, wow. I mean,
we wish.
We are pre-recording right now, so it's literally 10:30 at night. We've got the football on. We literally have
Let
to get
me
in a
set
taxi.
The scene. Everyone travelled 2 weeks back in time, right
two
for
weeks
you
back
guys.
In time.
I've got the Euros on in the background right. On silent.
I'm supporting
we're
Italy.
In extra time.
Sophia's supporting
we're
England.
We're on opposite sides here. We leave for the airport in about 5 hours. It's currently 3:30 at night. Airport's at 3:30. I've not even packed yet. I've not even opened the suitcase.
This morning I was like, I'm going to go to bed at 10 because I was like, I'm going to get a good sleep in. We need to get a good airport pick. I was like, I need to be feeling fresh for this airport pick at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Absolutely not.
And this is just, it's 20 to 11. I feel sick just knowing how sick.
I'm thinking, look, we'll sleep on the drive down. We'll sleep on the
yeah,
plane.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I
you're
hate right. sitting on planes. Anyway, I think, yeah, that'll fly by. I'll
you're
be asleep.
Right. You're right.
I am right. We're totally fine.
You're right. Are you
so gonna, anyway, back to present day, guys.
I was going to ask something. Do you feel sick when you wake up super early? Do you remember?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I feel sick as well,
nauseous.
Like when I stay up too late. Like I'm, or the thought that knowing I'm sat here, knowing I've got to be awake for, and I've got so much to do.
Right.
It's already setting in.
But listen, we've filled out our fucking, we've got our negative results and we've filled out our locator forms and that's the most important.
So we're on to a
as
winner.
As long as we've done those and got our passport, we're fucking fine. So let's just go
by the time
it.
You guys are hearing this, we're back in a couple of days.
Right.
So,
we're back. So forget it.
This all feels very irrelevant.
Forget what we're saying here. Go look at all our Instagram pictures. I'm sure they're gorgeous.
Yes, but welcome back, guys. Happy
welcome.
Wednesday. I hope you guys have been enjoying
Me
July.
Too.
It's been a great time
I'm
so
excited
far.
For August, September. I'm just excited for this year. I'm happy. Things are good.
I'm just excited for life.
Life
I'm
is great.
I'm really good about things. Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking
this
about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Question of the week. Yeah.
So we asked you guys, would you / have you ever crashed your partner's holiday? So that's like us. I'll say we've got a hypothetical boyfriend and they're
crashing
like, I'm going on holiday with the lads. And we're like, absolutely not. We're not without me, you're not. And we fucking crash it. Imagine.
See, I think there's a difference. Well, there's not a difference, but I think crashing it, I think you either
crashing is uninvited.
I think you either conveniently arrange a girl's holiday for the same date, same location. And it's like, oh, haha, right. What are the chances?
Wow, what the coincidence.
Or like, we used to know a girl who literally flew out solo to literally crash the lad's holiday.
I'd be like, surprise, I'm here.
I'm here.
Now,
right.
Personally, I wouldn't have the balls to do such a thing.
I just feel like if I'm someone's girlfriend... I don't want to feel like I need to be crashing your lad's holiday.
Neither.
I feel like I'm going to look like such a party pooper. I don't want to feel any type of need. The only way I'm crashing a lad's holiday is if someone's told me my boyfriend's cheating on me in Ibiza.
Right, then I'm
going to catch you red-handed. Yeah. I'm on the jet to fly and I'm rocking up to the Balearic Islands.
Because the thing is, your boyfriend or girlfriend shouldn't need chaperoning the whole time.
Exactly.
Like, so you think they're going to cheat on you or what? Like, that's what you're going out there. to monitor their behaviour.
I do feel like it's semi-common for girls or even guys, like for a boyfriend to, I don't know, I feel like for girls to book on a girl's holiday at a similar location if they're a bit unsure about the boy. Like I've heard a few friends be like, well, yeah, then I booked my holiday at the same time.
I just CBA for that kind of energy. Like if me and Sophia were acting that kind of way, I'd be like, no, just sack it off. Like
what's
too much
poll?
Effort.
What's the poll?
The poll is only 7% have said yeah. And 93% have said no way.
I feel like it's just the ultimate, like, I don't like this word, but I feel like it's the ultimate psycho move.
Well, I think it's also just like toxic behaviour.
It's toxic.
It's like you should not, like, you should want your boyfriend to actually go away and have a nice time.
And have
just
a good
like,
time.
Because the thing is, you want to go away with your girls and have a nice time. Mm-hmm. So why can't he go away with his boys and have a nice time? Like, he's not going to be fucking snogging all these girls, is he?
I want to see what you guys have replied to this story because I feel like there might
Me
be
too.
Some juicy details
should we have a
here.
Look?
Let me have a browse real quick.
Me too. I'm having a browse. I wouldn't just show up unannounced for no reason because that gives me psycho stalker vibes, but I might surprise them for like their birthday / holiday / anniversary or something special like that. Yeah, that's cute. That's cute. That's different. You're not crashing. You're like doing something nice. That's cute.
If you can't trust them while they're away, why are you even together?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, look at this. No, I haven't, but my ex turned up to my family holiday.
Ugh.
He showed up without asking my family. Very controlling. Yeah, it's very controlling behaviour.
That's scary. And that's actually really scary.
Oh, this is interesting. This is kind of nice. Yeah, but we didn't crash it. He invited me. He's my best friend and vice versa. We're always out together. Okay. I bet his other friends were pissed off that he invited you. I'm not going
to
lie.
No, but it's like, I want us to all be, I want to be friends with your friends. I want you to be friends with
my
friends.
Right, but if we're on a girl's holiday and you're inviting your boyfriend, I'm going to be pissed off.
Oh, yeah. That's what... Didn't we have dilemmas before? And it was like, so it's like half of the girls want
to bring
their
boyfriend. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, fuck the boyfriends right now. Jesus Christ. Can we have one getaway, five nights?
One of you said sackable offense. Yeah, I agree. It's just that I just think it's such scary to me. It's so controlling, that kind of behavior.
Right.
And it's so like micromanaging, like I need to be your chaperone at all times. It's too heavy.
And the thing is like, when you're in a relationship, you both need your own lives, man. Like,
true.
You can't be together 24/7. Like, that's not realistic. Like, he's going to do his own shit.
Not maintainable.
You're going to want to do your own shit. Like, that's how it's meant to be for a healthy relationship, you know? Mm. So, anyway.
Right. Gosh.
That's that, hey?
Let's get
We're not crashing no
talk,
holidays
guys.
No time soon.
Absolutely not. We're not holiday crashers. We're on our own holidays.
Yes.
Leave
we're right
me alone.
There on Vita.
Let me fly out and have a good time.
Flying out, hey?
Oh. Okie dokie.
All right. Hit us with the first dilemma, bitch.
Alrighty, guys. Everyone ready to listen?
This was a corker.
Conflict of interest here. Should I tell my ex's new girlfriend that he's been sexting me?
Oh, God. I mean,
how does the girl code lie here? Where does it lie?
Right. My initial response is just don't get involved. But then also, like, but then the other side of me is just like,
but
yeah,
you're
let
sitting
her
know. On some a bad boy piece of information.
Right.
Right, let's go. So I'm 24 and single, FYI. So against all my better judgment, I still have this on-off thing with a guy I was briefly seeing a couple of years ago.
Right.
We message each other every couple of months and basically have phone sex. Interesting. How does that go down? I'm not on board.
But how can you just not just like meet up then if you're
obviously,
do you know what I mean?
Location's obviously a factor here.
Right, okay.
I know it's wrong and kind of weird, but I can't help myself. Anyway, it's a separate issue. Okay, so recently it got very heated and he was begging to see me to sleep with me, offering to drive down the next day.
Brian,
from
chill,
basically across the country. So I found myself agreeing. The next morning when he was asking where to meet, I asked a couple of questions and found out that he actually has a girlfriend. They've been seeing each other for 6 weeks and have... God, it's Brad. They're in the honeymoon phase. What's he doing?
This is disgusting. This is really sad.
And have recently become single. I told him straight away that I wouldn't see him or speak to him and he just said, we'll see. Ew, that cocky behaviour.
I'm sorry, I hate this boy. I know
he's planning to come down to my area in a couple of weeks for work and he will turn up at my door and try and persuade me to sleep with him, which I obviously won't do out of respect for his girlfriend and myself. So, obviously, this behaviour is disgusting and this boy is disgusting, which I already knew because I've ended things with him a long time ago.
Right, yeah.
But my question is it my girl code responsibility to find this girl on social media and let her know what her new boyfriend is like? Or is it none of my business? Am I just unnecessarily inserting myself in someone else's drama?
Right.
If my boyfriend was behaving like this, I would want to know. But again, I don't know if it's my place. I'm a total stranger. Thanks, girls, for any input.
I mean, look, I would want to know. Sophia would want to know. You would want to know. I'd want to know.
She's going to want to know.
She's like, if you're coming with the receipts and screenshots and evidence, then yeah, go forward with it. But if you're just, you can't just turn up to someone's DMs being like, your boyfriend's done this, 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 but without any evidence or they're not going to believe you. They're not going to want to believe you. They're going to think, oh, you're jealous, blah, blah, blah. If you can come up with some fucking, you know, screenshots. Then yeah, absolutely. Because the thing is, at the end of the day, yeah, it's like you say, don't get involved, but I'd want to know. Sophia would want to know. You'd want to know. I'd want to fucking know. So just tell me, you know, tell me what he's up to, eh?
I think you hit the nail on the head.
Right? It's trying not like, to bullshit
like we shouldn't insert ourselves in other people's drama, but we'd all want to know. She's going to want to know.
We'd want to know. Like, what? Is she going to go on for 2 years?
And then I think as well, like Chintzia said, as long as you can provide evidence.
I think so.
Then you just go in really super clear and concise.
Super calm.
You give her the facts because out of just girl courtesy and then you get out of there.
How would you start said message?
You're going to have to do that. You're going to have to do that.
Let's draft. Come on. We're in the situation. We need to draft.
Hey, lovely.
I think super kind.
I hate to be the one sending you this message, but if I was in your shoes, I'd want to know.
Yeah, started with that. Lovely. That's beautiful. That's lovely. Yeah.
So just be like, I could be wrong here, but I think you're seeing this guy. Right. I was involved with him. Give her dates. I was involved with him, you know, X, blah, 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 blah.
Give her dates and receipts.
Set the scene. Be like, you know, we have kind of kept in contact over the time, blah, 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 blah. We had arranged to meet up, blah, blah, blah. But then it's come to my knowledge that he's actually, you are the girlfriend.
See,
I didn't know about you. I've just found out about you. Obviously, I called things off on my end. Right. Like, I've been toing and froing about whether to say anything. Here's some screenshots. But bottom line is, I would want to know. I'm just, you know, I'm said my piece. Goodbye.
I'd end it with, look, here's my number. You know, please text me or
give me a call. If you've got any more questions.
Give me a call if you've got any questions. You know, I'd love to talk to you, you know, girl to girl. I'm just looking out for
you. And maybe just say, like, rest assured, like, I will not be in any further contact with him. I just wanted you to have, you know, no judgment, but I just wanted you to have all the information so you can proceed accordingly. Because I know this is a new relationship. You don't know him that well yet.
You don't deserve to be messed around like this.
Right. Full stop. You just have all the facts.
Kiss, kiss, kiss. Lovely. I think, yeah, you've got the receipts.
Gosh,
you've
given us starting strong, starting concise.
I think so.
On to the next. We're getting
so
professional. No waste. No faff
today. Like, we're sending out paragraphs to
Cases
people and putting out flames.
Off we
Absolutely.
Go.
Ibiza is calling. We need to get this show on the road, baby. I need to scrub my tan off, you know.
Oh, see, I've redone my... I did that first thing this morning. I was scrubbing my tan at 7 a.m. this morning. I was up bright and early.
Oh, fuck. That's still my
tan. It's marinating. It's feeling
good. Quarter to 11 currently.
I've gone with filter Molly May. I've got two layers of medium
that is bold.
On. And do you know what? I'm hoping.
Bold.
I'm hoping my aim, guys, is that I don't... Because whenever me and Chintzy go on holiday, right, we used to be like proper sunbathers.
Tanners.
Proper, like,
sun worshippers, I think the word is.
Sun worshippers, right? But then the past maybe like 3 years...
We've gone
the other way and we've been shade bunnies, you know, no sun for
Anti-sun.
Us.
Anti-sun.
And we've gone with fake tan on and we've just used fake tan. But this time, like, I want to get a real tan this summer. I'm desperate for it. It's been a while. So basically my point is I'm going with fake tan on, but I'm hoping that I don't have to put any more tan on.
And that it's just, I'm hoping for the both of us that it's just like come day 6 or 7,
We should have a tan.
We should have a tan. And it's been a seamless transition. And it's
I'm hoping.
There's, you know, we saw a friend of the show, Grace Beverly's tan lines.
Yes.
The other day on her own Insta story.
And I was like, I want those fucking white tits.
We gasped.
With lines around my neck.
She had white tits. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With just the lines. I thought, wow.
Wow. Phenomenal.
My issue is I've got too many different styles of bikini top.
I know. So the only way you get the pure is if you stick to the same style of
bikini. So you'd have to stick to a triangle bikini and ride it out, right?
That's a commitment. When you are under the weather,
getting caught in the storm. Okay, so we're diving into meeting his parents, full stop. Help. Gosh.
Yikes.
Yikes, hey. Been there, done that, hey. Ugh. Right, absolutely love the podcast and hearing your hot girl summer adventures. Woo. Oh, thank you. I've been with my boyfriend for a year now, and it's all going really well. We are both going into second year at uni, and I spent most of my time in his accommodation. Cute.
Nice.
Due to COVID, we've not met each other's parents as we're in a long-distance relationship and traveling wasn't legal. Lol. God, remember the days, hey?
Uh-huh.
He's invited me... LOL, God... He's invited me over to meet his parents soon and I'm stressing. Fuck. He always tells me how excited his mum is to meet me, which makes me feel even more nervous. I didn't meet my ex's parents, so I'm not sure how to act. Okay, so this is literally like a first time thing. What do I wear? You know, I only own little summer tops and I don't think it's acceptable to have my tits out in his family home. Lol. What do I wear to meet his parents? Do I take a gift? Please help me go.
Do I take a gift?
That is so sweet.
Oh my God, meet the parents.
If you want all the brownie points, bring some flowers for the mum. Bring some flowers.
Sure.
You know, imagine, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, you're rocking up, yeah, with a beautiful bunch of flowers.
What about,
yeah?
I say flowers and a bottle of wine.
Oh, I'm sorry. They want you to marry their
then
son,
you are
like,
the
away.
Golden girl. Because it's like look, I'm showing
insane.
Up. The mum's going to, if she showed
oh,
up
she's
with flowers,
love
she
it.
Would absolutely love it.
She would drop that. She'd go weak at the knees.
Yeah, she would.
Right? I think I would.
She'd be
if
charmed.
I was a parent. If I was a parent, this guy, you know, my son had been seeing this girl for a while, not met her yet. She comes around with fucking flowers.
Oh my God.
I'm like, keep this one.
Jason, yeah. She's a keeper.
My respect for you has just gone through the roof lately.
Okay, so what are we wearing to meet these mum and dad?
Right, what's the occasion? Like, if you're just going around to chill at his and like, have a sleepover, hoodies and joggers. Like, let's keep it comfy and cash. Nice makeup,
sure.
Face of makeup, you know, whatever. Nice bag.
If not, I'm thinking jeans and a t-shirt. I mean, you do what you want, but personally, I'm not going in with a booby crop top.
Well, I don't want my tits out around the father. That's my thing.
No, I don't want tits out around family members.
Not for the first meeting, you know?
Not for the first meeting.
I don't want their eyes to go there because they do, they will, but...
Let's keep it cute and conservative, right?
Cute.
I think stay true to your style, you know, maybe like some denim shorts and a nice little
cute,
t-shirt.
Or like a little summer dress. Like the thing is like,
yeah,
don't
summer
not
dress,
wear
a little summer co-ord.
Don't overthink it and not wear what you'd usually wear. Like please wear what you'd usually wear. Just wear what you'd feel comfortable in. Like the thing is like, I'd wear a cute little summer dress. You know, it's fucking summer. I can wear a dress. Like it's not that deep.
I'd wear a little summer dress.
Like,
trainers.
Some legs, you know, a bit of chest, you know, who
innocent
cares?
Innocent vibes.
Yeah.
The décolletage.
Yeah, a bit of décolletage, like, you know.
Bit of collarbone.
Got my curled my hair, got a fresh face, you know, got some highlights
fresh
on.
Blowout. I've got some faux freckles.
Yeah, I've got some socks and Air Force, you know, kind of cute tennis vibes.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Or joggers, little crop. Yeah, I do joggers, a little crop, like a denim jacket
and
or like a shirt.
I always think, try to be as chatty as possible.
Yeah, like the thing is, you might feel awkward asking questions, but
I think ask.
You look so polite when you're making conversation. It doesn't matter if it's shit conversation. All you're gonna go is like, "Oh, Stacey, what did you have for dinner tonight?" You know, even if it goes a bit silent, because the thing is, like, also you got to remember, she's gonna be nervous too. The mother's gonna be nervous too. Mm. She wants you to like her. It works both ways, right?
I just think the more chatty you are, the better it is.
Me too.
Like, because then from the parents' perspective, it's like, oh, she wants to get to know us.
Yeah, she's interested.
She's
not
engaged. Just like walking in and running upstairs to his room. Like, she wants to get to know us.
Right.
She's taking the time. She's finding out. I just think
questions are
super polite and just a lovely, like, she has a bit of confidence. It's like, yeah.
Interest.
Because also, like, you don't want to make them feel on edge. Because sometimes, like, I was talking about this with my mum the other day. Like, when someone comes in, like, who's a bit, like, stiff, then it almost puts you on edge.
It makes you stiff.
I've got to... Yeah, it's a bit like, oh, like, you're not giving me the vibe. So I think just the more friendly you are, like, the more relaxed, the more chatty, the better. Right.
Thing is, like, they want to like you and you want to like them. So, like, it's actually an easy meeting. Right? Like,
and if you're lacking conversation topics, just talk about the boyfriend.
Right.
Be like, oh, so like, what
the other
was
day,
he like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know what they'd love you to ask? Oh, so what was Brian like as a child?
I bet it was a nightmare, wasn't it? It was a handful.
The mother would love that question.
She'd be like, oh, let me get the photo book out. Yeah, go on,
and then
Tracy,
there you
get
go.
It out.
It's easy. Like, and the thing is, like, you don't have to, say you're just going around to like chill at his. You don't have to, you're not gonna be sat in there for like 2 hours on end with them. It might be half an hour of chat. And then, you know, Brian might be like, look, should we go watch a film in my room? You'd be like, so nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And then when you leave, just make sure you're super thankful.
Say goodbye.
Thank you for having me. You know, make sure you say that, you know, can't wait to see you again, you know, it was so lovely meeting you. Like, just be so polite. Like, I would never
turn on the charm.
Like, the thing is, like, you're never normally that polite, are you? But it's like,
right.
Turn on the politeness, innit?
It's like manners. It's like complimenting the food. Like, just, shit you would never do at home.
It's just manners. Like, yeah, thank you for having me, you know. just those little things will really stack up. I think that's
brilliant,
what it's
the brownie
about.
Points, for God, sure.
I get so uncomfortable saying that kind of shit, but like, it's just
so
got to
do
be
I.
done.
It doesn't come naturally, but it's got
to
be done.
It doesn't come natural to me at all. Like, God, this is, you know, beautiful home you've got here, Stacey.
Yeah, you know, I love just what you've done with the place.
Little bits like that. Oh, I love your sofa. That's, you know, just little things like that.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, like, I love the cushions. What
honestly,
a good colour choice.
The best compliment is, wow, you've got such a beautiful home.
Yeah, like, that's the fucking
like,
best.
Wow, such a beautiful home you've got. Like, they would love that.
Because she's put thought.
Yeah, she's tidied for your visit, you
She's
know?
Been cleaning for 3 days
right,
for that visit.
Right, so just give her a little bit of something and she'll love it. And then
she'll be soaking it up.
Then the next day she'll text Brian, she's a dream. I
loved Sarah.
In capitals.
She's welcome anytime.
Yeah, she's a dream. You've got to keep her. There you go. Boom, your job is done,
You're
baby.
In.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Baby. Okay, another question. Girl code or boy code?
Wow, goodness me.
Yikes. She's stuck in the middle.
Yikes.
Okay, so I have a dilemma. For a bit of background, I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years.
Okay.
We lived together and in that time have become close with his guy friends.
Lovely.
Naturally. One of them in particular I see as a brother. Let's call him Brian.
Oh, I love that.
Since the boys used to live together a year and a half ago and I've seen Brian and his girlfriend, Sarah, go through a lot of shit during that time.
Yep.
He wanted to break up. She didn't, blah, blah, blah. It was a bit eventful.
Right.
But they're still together. And I wasn't friends with Sarah before because it just seemed like too much drama between the two of them. And she always seemed like she was comparing our relationship when the boys lived together.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like comparing.
However, since New Year's Eve, Sarah and I have had a bit of a breakthrough and have become really good friends.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Lovely.
We Snapchat all the time, go out for drinks, get our nails done together. Oh my God, proper friendship. So it's a real friendship. She moved in with Brian a couple months ago and on nights out, he's told me he didn't really want her to move in and she's been getting on his nerves.
Right.
Also, on nights out when Sarah isn't there, I've seen Brian flirt with other girls and he's told my boyfriend that he wants to sleep with other girls also.
Whoa.
Now, if my boyfriend was saying that kind of stuff, I would want someone to tell me, right?
Absolutely, we'd all
want
to know.
But I also don't... we all want to know. We're going back. We all want to know. But again, I also don't want to seem like I'm getting in the middle of their relationship and starting drama, right. Especially since I'm so close to Brian, right. And now recently, Sarah.
Right.
Since I've been friends with Brian longer, I feel like my loyalties do lie towards him.
Right. Oh, shit.
True. But on the other hand, you know, girls got to stick by girls with Sarah. I feel bad knowing what he said. I feel like I'm just stuck knowing all this information and not really sure what to do
with
it. Please help.
You are truly stuck in the middle. The thing is with this one, it's like you're going to piss someone off either way.
Do you know
like,
what I
you're
think?
You're going to upset someone either way.
Do you know
way?
What I think? I think in the first situation, the first dilemma we had this week, right. It was like, tell the girl. Right. I think this time, it's not your business. This is too complicated. I think
you're
going to really
look like
close,
the bad guy, whatever you do, right?
Because I think ultimately, you only know all of these people through your boyfriend.
Well, if anything, it's his responsibility.
So they are, in my eyes, they are his friends.
Secondary friends to yours, yeah.
Right. So that's why I think now you stay out of it.
Right.
I think there's, because if you tell Sarah, you know, stick by girl code and you tell Sarah,
you're going
to upset Brian, who you said was like a brother to you at the start of this dilemma, and who was living with your boyfriend or used to or whatever.
Right.
So your boyfriend's going to be angry at you. That's going to cause friction between Brian and your boyfriend. That's got to transfer to don't upset your relationship for the sake of trying to fix theirs.
Right.
It's their problem. I think in this situation, I personally would stay out of it.
And the thing is with this is like, hopefully...
There's too many hurdles. There's too many other relationships involved.
It's going to cause you way much more ag than it's worth, you know? And let's just hope Sarah can find out what's going on her own, which I'm sure she will. Like, the truth will always come out eventually. And, you know, I'm sure Brian will slip up and, you know, fuck her over and she will find out about it. Like, there's no doubt.
I think if you need someone to talk to about it, talk to your boyfriend about it.
Yeah. Because the thing is, like, the two of you could approach it together, you know, if it was both, you know, affecting both of you.
But he's not going to want to do that. He's not going to want to betray his friend. That's never going to happen.
I mean, I'm only thinking that the only potential thing you could do is talk to Brian and be like, look, this is, you know, kind of stressing us both out. You know, we're close with Sarah. You know, we don't want to, you know, be this middleman here. Like, you're clearly treating Sarah not very well. And we like Sarah. We respect Sarah. She's our friend. It's like, it's this thing of like, you're our really good friend and we love you. But also, Sarah's our really good friend. And
I
have a relationship with her and you're mistreating her. And that's not fair. So it's... You know,
yeah, I think if you're going to do something, have a little word with Brian.
Right. Just a sit down.
I think that is either that or nothing.
Right. And then the thing is, he can do that what he will. He might sit down and have the realizations, be like, yeah, I am mistreating Sarah. This isn't fair on Sarah. And maybe end things or something. Or come
sometimes,
clean.
Like, we have to do what we can. But also, like, it's sometimes just not your job
to get involved.
To fix other people's problems.
The moment it starts, you know, affecting you, when you are, you know, directly involved,
dive in.
Absolutely.
But until then...
See, the thing is, like, me and Soph, we can't deal with any drama.
No, I'm not into it.
We are, you know, removing ourselves from that situation ASAP.
At all costs.
You know, I don't care how minor. Honestly, I can't deal with it. Like,
we honestly run in the opposite direction. Right. We could not run fast enough when we see that.
Like, we do not thrive under that stress. Honestly, like, I've got enough stresses of my own going on. Like, I don't need to be involved
in
other people's drama. Like, it's truly exhausting. So, look, just try and, you know, not get muddled up in it. But yeah, if you do anything, sit down with your boyfriend, talk to Brian and then just see how it goes. But like,
Stay out of it.
You know? But like,
good luck with
but
that.
Then it circles
Sticky.
Back round to, you know, Sarah deserves to know.
This is where, you know, almost it's a bit dangerous, like getting almost too friendly with your boyfriend's friends and their girlfriends. Like, when it's good, it's good. But when things start to get a bit sour, it's like when you're like, you're double dating and one couple breaks down. Like, when it's good, it's good. When it's not good,
whose side do you take? So
it's got a lot of potential to go wrong. That's all I'm going to say.
Very messy. Baby.
Changing gears slightly, guys. This is just a nice little story.
Okay.
That, you know how last week, well, the
we
last
little
talk, we were speaking about the pill and contraception and things.
Yeah.
Well, one of you have wrote in to like talk about your experience. And I just want to read it real quick.
Oh,
so she said,
this will be interesting.
On the last girl talk, you briefly spoke about the contraception, blah, blah. This is something I've been giving a lot of thought about over the past few months. So I took the combined pill for a decade and I was happy with it.
Yeah.
Like you guys. I was just curious as to what it would be like not on it.
Interesting.
Also, just to point out, I don't want to get pregnant. But since coming off it 2 months ago, I feel like a new woman.
Wow.
And hello, sex drive. Wow. Where the hell have you come from? So I really respect you guys for starting the conversation about it because I feel like a lot of these times we don't even think to question these things.
Right.
I didn't even know until recently that the pill mimics being continuously pregnant and that the withdrawal bleed isn't a real period.
Fuck off.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Wait, fuck off. What do you mean? What do you mean?
I love... What do you mean? What do you mean? That's what it means.
No, but
that's
I'm saying, like, what do you mean? Like,
right. Yeah, I think I did know that. So the pill, like, I mean, this is not legit medical advice, guys, but I am sure, like...
So is that why, Sophia, is that why your period is so much lighter?
Maybe, because it's not even a real period.
Because it's like, oh, I'm going back on the pill because it controls...
Because, yeah, when you're on the pill, that rings a bell that, like, it tricks your body into thinking that, like, you're pregnant, hence why you don't get... pregnant.
So is that why your boobs get bigger then and everything?
Yeah, I don't know.
We're spreading misinformation.
Anyway, that's what she said. So I love the pill and what it's done for feminism, but there are alternative non-hormonal methods like fertility awareness.
Okay.
There are actually really effective when done right. I'm interested in this, you know.
Is this an app?
Yeah, and I think it's like you track the calendar and your rates and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I've learned so much about my body and my skin by doing this.
Wow.
And I managed to get my real period back in 6 weeks.
Wow.
Like I said, this is only my experience, but I'm so happy that I finally tried it after years of being too scared.
Oh, Jesus.
To any woman, I recommend reading The Period Repair Manual by Lara Bryden.
Right.
Or... Period Power by Maisie Hill before trying anything. You may even decide to continue using hormonal birth control, but it's so empowering when you realize it's really you who's making that informed
decision
about your body.
Just to know what's going on, yeah.
I do like the idea of the charts and the calendars.
Me too.
And like, you know, when you're ovulating
and
that whole thing.
I would like to be more aware of what's actually going on because...
I know. I do like the idea of the natural route.
I am so wishy-washy with my pill anyway that it does concern me that it's just like, what is going on in there?
That's not good.
Well, yeah, it's not good, is it? So it's like...
It's going against medical advice.
Right. So it's like, what is going... I would like to be more... It's like, the thing is, like, we take care of ourselves. Like, we go to the gym. Like, we try and eat well.
It's almost another layer... We need to look more into our contraception.
Right. It's another layer of health, you know? What's it called? Our womb. No, not our womb.
I am good with mine. Like, taking it at a similar time every day. And taking it every day.
I am these days.
Yeah.
I remember in the past, though... I was all over the place, like a couple of years ago, all over the place. It's like, I could never find it. It was like morning, it was night.
God, that gives me stress. I just can't relate to you on that level.
Well, now my routine is, it's like, it's nighttime. It's by the side of the bed. It's like 11 p.m. Boom.
And it's
nighttime for me.
That's me as well.
I don't remember in the mornings. It was when I was trying to take it in the morning that it'd be 1 p.m. I'd be like, fuck.
Not taking it yet.
It'd be like midday and I'm taking it. And then it's, you know, so it's I'm all over the place. But yeah, that's fascinating. Honestly, Sophia, we should probably give that a go.
I'm seriously considering it.
You're almost 23. Like, I'm almost 24. Like, we're truly adults now. Like,
oh my God, this is my last episode as a 22-year-old, guys.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be so much wiser next week.
Absolutely.
Well, we just take our contraception, just hope it does its thing.
Right.
We don't really dive more deep.
But
we don't dive deeper
into it. We've never been
it.
Checked up. We've not done research. Like,
right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, at fucking 18, we were given this pill and we ran with it. And now what? I'm 24.
No, you're right.
You know
you
what I mean?
Right.
And that is how many years? 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I was actually watching Keeping Up. Sorry, I feel like we always talk about it, but like old episodes. Mm. And they were just going to the doctors for like a full screening, just like a full checkup, like head to toe, maybe. Like, I imagine what
pretty high maintenance, but I feel like maybe
no,
we could get
this
into
is
that.
Serious. Like, we should be spent, like, we'll have to, they don't do that on the NHS, do they? Maybe
I
not.
I don't think so, no.
But like, we should prioritise like our health.
She's right.
Because I was actually thinking last night, I was like, I want to live till I'm 100. Like, so we've geared off from contraception here, but like, seriously, yeah, I want to be 105.
I'd definitely like to hit the 100 mark. I know I see that for us. I do
Me
see
too.
That for
I
us.
See a long life. And it's like
I see a long life.
But it's like, do we, we've got to start now with it then. God, that dilemma
prevention
really
is easier
got me
than
going.
Cure.
Now I'm wanting to live to 120.
We're going for a health checkup.
No, seriously. And the thing is, like, I think I'm one of those people, is I get scared of the doctors. I don't like knowing what's going on. I don't want to know if something's wrong. Not that anything's wrong, but do you know what I mean? Mm,
that's interesting.
Don't you feel like that? Like, I get anxious and I don't like it. Like, I don't want someone to... Well, obviously, no one wants that, but it makes me very anxious.
Poke and
like,
prod.
getting a checkup.
I wonder why that is. We should dive into the psychology of that a bit more.
Yeah, maybe I should see a therapist about that. Right.
But if any of you guys are on, like, a more natural cycle fertility contraception plan... Please give me some more info. Please tell me your stories, because I'm actually genuinely intrigued about it.
Like, I'm thinking I'm going to log on to Amazon and order these books.
Yeah. Just keep on moving through the beat. I feel like we're feeling very, very mature this episode. We're talking about contraception.
Listen, Listen, I want a fucking baby. And that's
Oh my gosh, she's broody.
I'm here for it.
Do you know what? I would be thrilled if you had a baby.
Sophia, don't wish it upon me, please. I'm not ready for that.
Because if you had a baby, it would be like I was having a baby, but I wouldn't have to go through having a baby.
You'd get all the practice.
I'd get all the fun of just like you having a kid.
You'd have all the benefits.
All my yearning to be a mother would just be satisfied through you popping one out.
For sure. Well, you get to see my trial and errors.
Absolutely. Learn from your mistakes.
And then you'd know how to correct it.
Do it properly.
Do it properly. Absolutely. Fucking hell.
Right.
Lord Jesus, please, I didn't want to get pregnant. Amen. Thank you. Not yet, please. 10 years time. 10 years. Please.
That's a long time, you
Sophia,
know.
Then blessed with a child. I want to be late 30s.
Wow.
Late 34. 10 years.
Wow.
Truly. Let me live my life. I know you can live your life with kids, but like, I need to live my life.
You want to be selfish for a bit longer.
Yeah, come on, man. Like, we've been in a pandemic.
I respect it.
Thank you. Right. No babies for my future, Gosh. So this is a topic that my boyfriend and I have discussed and that has been on my mind a lot lately. Children. I'm 23 and he'll be 26 this month. We've been together almost 6 months. Okay, lovely. I'm a teacher and I love kids, but do I want my own? I'm around kids all day and they're great, but coming home to one may be overwhelming. Where's my break? My boyfriend does not want kids. And this stung at first because I thought at one point I wanted kids. But after deeply thinking about it, I have seen that there are more cons with kids for my life. Okay.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Well, everyone's
totally
different.
Fine.
Everyone's different. I love my boyfriend dearly, but I have removed him from my thinking, so I'm not clouded by love yet. I haven't thought this much about how my life would be with children. This is my decision for my life, period. How did you ladies know you wanted kids, or has that changed? Traveling, carefreeness, and maintaining a good mental health is something I see with no kids for me. What are your opinions on having children? Fuck. She's just asking, like, is making the decision now about not having kids. All right, listen.
Fucking hell, this is a lot for a Wednesday.
No, listen, yeah.
I haven't thought about it that much.
Listen, yeah, I know you're saying, like, you're trying not to let love cloud you. Like,
it is clouding you.
No, but I'm saying seriously, make sure it's not clouding you.
No, I'm sorry. I think it is clouding you.
Right.
Not that
what
I think you're
saying
no, not that
not.
I'm saying, no, right. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I think that you truly, this is not to sound patronizing, but I think,
you're not sure.
I think you truly believe that you are not clouded by love. But I think when you are in love with someone and you're in a relationship
you are
around them all the time, it's inevitable that there's going to be some part of you
that's rubbing
which is,
off on.
It's, if he is very anti kids, it's going to be slight, but it's going to be there. It's almost impossible not to take his thoughts into consideration.
My initial thoughts is that you're still saying you're not sure if this is the right decision, kind of thing. And it's almost like when you're deciding to break up with a boyfriend. You know, when you write in and you're like, do I need to break up with this guy? And it's like, yes. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't be questioning it. Do you know what I mean? So it's like the fact that you're even writing in and putting this down, being like, you know, I love my boyfriend. He doesn't want kids. I'm thinking I don't want kids either. I'm always thinking like you want kids and you're just wanting someone to tell you, look, I think you don't want kids. I think you're on the same page. But really,
you think she's trying to make her and her boyfriend more compatible.
Right. I think you're trying to make excuses for how you're like, do you know what I mean? Like, I think if you truly knew you didn't want kids, you would be writing in. It would be a question. Because when you don't want kids, like when I meet people who don't want kids, they're like, yeah, I don't want kids. Like they know they don't want kids. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe it's just something that you're kind of like questioning because like you're 23, your boyfriend's 25, you're kind of in that a very adult relationship.
But listen,
you've got your career and you're thinking like, okay, like is this, it's like that whole question when you're in a relationship, it's like, is this my guy? Is this the one?
Right.
Like, is this who I'm going to be spending my life with? And maybe you're thinking like, okay, this guy doesn't want children. So if I'm going to spend my life with him, am I on board with that? And maybe that is what is making you have this whole... Because I think, as like me, I'm 23. I'm not really thinking that much about if I want kids or not.
The thing is,
I'm not paying that. It's not giving me stress right now.
So much changes. Like, I do not think you should be making this decision yet. Like, you could hit...
Like, you're just questioning
it. But I don't want you to get caught up in this relationship and be with this guy for another 5 years thinking you don't want kids. And then suddenly you come to this realisation, fuck, I want babies. And this guy literally does not want babies.
Someone get me pregnant.
And I don't want you to think that, oh, maybe I can change his mind. You know, maybe once he hits 30, he might want kids. You know, it's just not a good... That should not be something that you're playing with in a relationship. Like, that's... You know, you don't want to be thinking about that. It's like, you want to be with someone who wants kids like you, or you want to be with someone who doesn't want kids like yourself. Do you know what I mean? It's like, if I started dating someone and they were like, oh, I don't want kids, I'd be like, oh, such a shame, you're such a nice guy, but like, I want kids.
Right.
You know, goodbye. That's something you can't compromise on. You can't force someone to change either. You can't think that someone's going to change their views.
Okay, so you've just said that you don't want kids for like 10 years. So are you taking that into consideration when you're dating today? Like, if someone doesn't want kids, are you, but you really like them, are you going to end it?
Oh my God, yeah. Are you mad?
But you don't want kids for 10 years.
Yeah, but it's like, but when you're dating and getting to know people, you want to make sure you've got the same ideals and the same wants.
Right.
What? You're going to fall in love with someone and think, fuck, I'm fucking in love with this fucking person.
Right.
And they don't even
want... I'm just curious.
The thing is, anyone you see, you want them to want the same life as you. Like, you know, you want the same goals and the same, you know, you want to see each other in their, you know, each other's futures, right? So if this guy is sitting there going, oh, I don't want fucking kids. And I'm like, well, I don't see my future then. You know, whether it's short term or long term, like, it's
Feel like, to answer like your question, I feel like you don't need to think about this yet.
Me neither. But then,
and I think you are only 23. Does the decision need to be made now? Like, you're not 33, you know, we're still super fertile, 23. I'm sure you are at 33, but I know
the
it gets less.
The question is, so, like, is she wasting her time then with this guy?
I mean, she's only been seeing him for 6 months.
True, but like, their boyfriend, they're in a serious relationship.
Yeah, but she is of the mindset right now that she's thinking she doesn't want kids. She's thinking, I think life is going to be better without them. So
fair.
I think
just be open to the
facts. Not like you're gonna, it's not like you're, you know, signing a piece of paper, which, you know, you're swearing not to have kids. I think this is a natural thing, which lots of us think about. It's a natural question where you think, oh, like, is this for me? Is it not for me? And I think sit with it. I feel like it's the first time it's cropped up. You're going through a bit of a phase right now where you're looking at life. You're in a new relationship.
You're taking into
his considerations what he wants. You're picturing a future life with this guy. I think sit with it for a sec. Discuss it with people around you, talk to your family about it, talk to your friends about it. And it's not like
explore
a black and white
it.
Decision. You might think for the next 3 years that you don't want kids. You'll only be 26. And then you might think, actually, I do want kids. Or, you know, like, nothing is set in stone. It's never too late. There's always like another option. So I think sit with it. Why are we putting all this pressure on it right now to think if you want kids or not?
I think, just to summarize, just be aware that your feelings could change and you might want kids, you know, in a few years, and that also his feelings could not change. You know, because right now you're open to the discussion. You're trying to weigh up the pros and cons. But if he's saying now he's decided he's not wanting kids, you know, that's probably his decision for life. Do you know what I mean? I'm just trying to prepare
for
like the future of coming to that realization that, fuck, I've been with this guy for, you know, 7 years now, and shit, I want kids and he doesn't, and now you're going to start all over again. Like,
I don't know if
that
this is
to
like
me,
being, I don't know if this
that
is
to me
too
is scary. I don't know if I'm being too dramatic, but that to me is scary.
No,
if I'm getting into something,
I don't know if this is too dramatic, but I think if you're at this point in your life where you're really in this inner turmoil,
right,
that you're questioning this like massive decision,
right,
maybe it's not the time for you to be in a relationship.
Right, that's
is
what
that
I'm
too
thinking.
Far? I don't know if that's
no,
too far.
No, Sophia,
but
I think
I'm taking this seriously. Like, if you're really, you know, if this is like, you know, blowing your brains a bit and you're thinking, oh my God, like this or that, maybe it's not the time for you right now to be with someone.
Right.
If this were me, I would definitely talk to family about it, talk to your boyfriend about it. It's an open discussion. Entertain both ideas, you know? Sit with it, discuss it, let it marinate.
But gosh,
when did we get so mature giving people advice about kids?
Honestly.
What is happening to us? My last week of 22 and suddenly I'm a grown up.
Honestly, I'm going to be coming to Sophia with this dilemma soon. Jesus.
Oh my gosh. Okay, guys. Well, on that note, I feel like this was quite a serious episode.
To Sophia and Cinzia currently, I hope we've had a great time in Ibiza.
I hope you're
really
having a fab time in Ibiza, girls.
Because right now, it's midnight. And I've got to be up in 3 hours and
I've got 3.5 hours to pack a suitcase and sort my shit out.
I actually feel sick. Like, I need to sleep. What I'm going to have to do is I'm sacrificing the scrub and the tan tonight. I'm going to have to do it tomorrow. Like, I look fine. I can't be getting in the bath now, scrubbing. I fucking feel weak and exhausted.
Gosh.
I don't know what today's
done. You're not giving
the
listeners what they want. You're draining
us. Sorry. Look, just
go watch. Can you just lighten up a bit? Listen, we're going on holiday.
Listen, yeah, go watch.
Why is she excited?
Listen, I'm fucking excited, yeah. I'm fucking excited, but we've got to get through the process first. Just go watch the Ibiza vlog. I'm sure that'll be full of good vibes.
Right. I'm going to find a good quote for us all to head into the week. We're all enjoying our weekends. We've seen you all playing the girls' bathroom card game. It looks like you're fucking loving life.
Last night.
I'm glad we all love it.
Last night, Friday night, I was actually close to tears. I was like, this is, you know, seeing the
surreal.
Real life playing.
Right.
I was like, oh my God, like there's actually five fucking girls sat round playing this. And it was crazy.
And before we sign off, very special announcement. Next week is our 100th girls' bathroom episode.
So listen, if you've actually listened to the end like this, you're a true rider. You deserve to hit this.
Do you know
what I mean?
This piece of information. And we're doing a surprise giveaway in the next episode.
Fun.
We're giving away something new that's coming to the girls' bathroom. We're giving away some that. It's just going to be a good time, okay?
I can't believe we've hit record 100 times. That's actually mad. That is literally 100 hours of our life.
That's crazy.
Pretty much.
I'm going to find us a quote. And we want your best dilemmas, guys. The wildest dilemmas for our 100th episode next week.
Yes, please.
So boy talk, fucking send them in.
Okay, this is quite nice. I think this actually relates quite nicely.
Always question Cinzia's quotes.
No, this is like on my first page of... this is actually a nice, light thing to end on.
All right, well, stop talking about it. Let's have it.
Right, so the less you respond to negative people, the more peaceful your life will become.
That reminds me of another quote.
It's very true. Very true.
It's like,
just don't engage in the negativity.
What's the other quote? That it's like... the flowers grow where you water them.
True.
So it's like you water the good stuff.
True.
Like pay your attention to the good stuff and not the bad stuff.
Well, exactly. You attract what you put your energy into.
We couldn't find a quote and now we've got...
No, but do you know what I mean? Like if you're putting your energy into good people who make you feel good and things that make you feel good, you're going to feel good and you're going to have all this energy. If you're putting your energy into the drama and the negative people and
it's all
and
you're filled
the
with.
Things that make you feel bad, then yeah, you're going to feel really bad mentally. It's... Anyway, on that note.
It's like whatever you're thinking about is always what you see.
Always.
It's like when you play yellow car and then all these yellow cars start popping up.
Always.
It's like if you're looking for the good, you're going to find the good. If you're looking for the bad, you're just going to find the bad.
It's purely manifestation.
Like, and mindset. Yeah. Wow. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Do not forget next week's episode. Is big 100,
wow,
baby.
Can't
We're excited.
It.
Have an amazing week. Have a fab weekend.
Love
and we'll
you.
See you on Wednesday.
See you next week, baby.
Bye.
Love you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.